Hello, and good morning. We hope your stay at Blue Skies Resort has been truly relaxing. If there's anything we can do to help you achieve total bliss, please do let us know. Today's featured activities include a luau, a cocktail hour with two world-class mixologists, a trip to a nearby lagoon with your own private boat. And as always, our pool and poolside bar are open for your stay. We hope you have a lovely day.
Can I have a scotch, please? And a beer chaser. Thank you. Oh, hey, is that one of the cocktails they made? You know, I gotta admit, it does look good. I'm not a fan of the activity flair, but those guys do know how to mix a drink. Last time I was here, I seriously underestimated just how much their zombie cocktail would earn its name the next morning. Four kinds of rum, one of them in a separate flaming shot. It was really fucking good, but I was completely dead the next day. Sorry. I can ramble a little sometimes. I'm a Su. It's nice to meet you too. How long have you been staying at the resort? Oh, really? Well, I must have missed you a few days ago. It's a shame, too. Would have been a nice end to a long day. me? Yeah, I work here. Local girl, born and raised. I pick up the odd job around here at the resort. I show people around, serve some food, occasionally guide a tour. It's not my dream job, but I have to admit, I like getting to know new people. Showing them to the island. It's a gorgeous place, but a lot of the magical spots are hidden just out of sight. I can't help it. Showing some bored tourists a spot that blows their mind. And seeing the look on their face. Especially when I know that this is nothing. And there's something much greater hidden so nearby. But I'm sorry. I know this is kind of forward or sudden, but are you alright? No, you don't look bored. Not at all. But you seem, Look, I've gotten pretty good at reading people, or at least some parts of it. And I think you need my help. Yeah. You need my help. You see, I take my job as an island guide pretty seriously. I love making people feel welcome and at home. And when they leave, no matter how sad it is to see them go, I don't consider my job done if they haven't fully recharged. So while you're here, my goal, my purpose even, if you want to get all high-minded, is to help you feel truly relaxed and at ease. And well, you have that look. You know, the look. Oh my gosh, your face. I'm sorry, I'm kind of teasing you. What I mean is, it looks like you're somewhat relaxed, like close to it, but not quite there. You're resting, true. Enjoying the clear blue water and sandy beaches and the nice food, but you're not quite there, are you? Not entirely recovering. Something has you a little wired still. There we go. I'm right, aren't I? Yeah, it happens sometimes. Don't worry, it'll come to you. Hey, can I buy you a drink? I promise you, we'll have fun. I'm pretty good company, if I do say so myself. Yeah? All right. Well, what's your poison? Ooh, good call. I'll have one too. Hey, Dwayne. Oh my gosh. No. You said that and you just walked out of there? Oh my god, I knew I liked you for a reason. That takes some serious balls. Okay. Craziest thing I've ever done. Okay, I probably shouldn't tell you this. But, okay, so a long time ago, one of the guests was just, let's say, the opposite of you. Disrespectful of the island and me. He'd constantly either signal he was bored or that he wanted some personal time with me. So some of the hotel staff also made it clear during the massages he kept hinting at a special finish, you know, like a real fucking pig. The opposite of you, like I said. So one evening I may have insinuated that I'd be in the pool that night if he wanted to spend some very special alone time with me, and that when he came, he should get completely naked and wait for me in the pool. I'm not sure how long he spent floating in the pool completely buck naked, but he certainly had trouble meeting some of the other guest sites for the rest of his stay. No, I thought about locking him out or something, but it kind of felt like stooping to his level. Besides, now he had nothing to complain about. What's he going to write down on the complaint card? Oh, your hotel staff flirted with me and I took it as an invite? Okay, yeah, that would have been even better, but... Oh my gosh, with the import prices, I don't know how I would have found that much peanut butter on such short notice. Oh my god. Look at us. We've had way too many drinks. And it is getting late, I guess. They're starting to lock up. Oh no, we're keeping them. Oops. Sorry, Dwayne. We'll let you lock up. We'll get out of your hair. Oh. I mean, we could call it a night, but we don't have to. You know what? I haven't been to the beach today. At least not outside of work. And honestly, if I don't get to spend at least a little bit of time on the beach, I can't sleep that day. So, you want to take a walk with me? Come on, you wouldn't leave a poor, defenseless woman all on her own, would you? Yay! All right. Follow me. I'll show you my favorite spot. Don't you just love it out here? The sand under your feet, the waves, the moon on the water. Like I said, if I don't get to go see the ocean every day, what's the point? Oh, look, here's the dock. So, you want a little real local lore? This is the pier. The one the island's named after. it extends into the ocean further on, and, well, most tourists never come out here. It's where all the local kids come to hang out after school. A lot of making out underneath. Ooh, a little more, too. It's got these great beams you can sit on so you don't get sand, you know, everywhere. I know, I was just talking about how great the sand is, but, yeah, the thought of it getting anywhere kind of kills the mood. Okay, come here. So, watch your head. See, we'd come here after school, all giddy, and a lot less drunk. And then I would get up onto one of these beams, see? Perfect height for someone to put their hands on my waist. Right here. Yeah, like that. Well, you can't help but be close to me when you're wrapped around me like this. So close. It's like our lips just really want to touch. It took you long enough. I know. You're being careful because we're both drunk. And that is so, so hot that you're being such a gentleman, but completely unnecessary. Come here. How are you liking the local spots so far? I thought so. Although, now that I think of it, when we used to come here, I wasn't wearing this much clothing. In fact, usually... I'd be in just a bikini, like this. Like what you see? I'm glad. Because I've been waiting to show you more of me and the island all night. Right there. You figured that out way faster than I did. When I used to come out here. Grabbing my ass is perfect for pulling me closer. I know another trick you might like. Look down. Ta-da! Topless. I know. Didn't even see me take it off, right? It's just the magic of the island. What? No, definitely wasn't me just distracting you with kisses and then taking it off. Beams are the perfect height for our bending over and You got the right idea. You like groping my ass, huh? Can't really blame you. There you go, baby. You can grind against me or... Fuck, or that. Yeah, I'm very wet. Fuck. You can push your finger in. Just like that. Fuck. You can take the rest of my bikini off if you want. I want to be naked. Just... There you go, let me slip my leg through. Fuck. You can take it out. Fuck, is that your... Oh my god. I knew you'd be perfect there too, but god. You're such a fucking tease. You have me all naked and waiting. You're still just... teasing me with your fingers and sliding your cock on my pussy like that. Come on. Just push inside me, please. Come on. Don't tease me. Need. All yours. Under the dock. On the beach. Your little island fantasy. I bet you're relaxed now, huh? Hey, I'm right, aren't I? Fuck, so deep. Fuck, yes. Fuck. Just grab my waist like you did before. You can really get a good hold on me. Like this, you have really great access to my neck. You can just you can kiss me like that. Fuck. Yeah, you can bite me, baby. Harder, harder, please. Fuck. Right there. Right there. Shit. that stress go and come inside me. Don't worry. Don't worry. It's safe. Fuck. Cross my heart. Wrap around me. Come. Let go of everything. Come. Deep inside me, please. Just. Come on. Come inside me. Come on. Come with me. Come with me. That was just what I needed. The end of a long day. What you needed too, I think. You seem a lot more relaxed. I did move a little fast, but I've been wanting you since the bar. I couldn't really help myself. Besides, I was kind of hoping you mentioned being here for a while still. I have some spots I can show you. On me or the island? Oh. How about a little bit of both? Does that sound good to you? All right, then. I'll give you a vacation you'll never forget. After all. As the resort says, we do want your stay to be magical.